Good morning. Welcome back to the Broadcast Retirement Network. This is BRN AM for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. And our top story today, waiting to see a mental health professional while your primary care physician is available now. And joining me now to discuss this and a lot more, Dr. Pulak Patel is with Novant Health. Dr. Patel, it is so great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the treatment of anxiety, depression. Look, let's be honest. There's a lot going on in terms of mental health. Mental health has definitely taken a priority in our country. And I guess I want to start off by asking, have you talked to patients, and do you get the sense that there are concerns that they may have about their mental health, anxiety, depression?
Definitely. Mental health is something, as a primary care physician, I try to address with everyone that walks in through my doors. I think it's a combination of just the things that we've been through over the past few years, COVID and isolation and, with social media and being able to compare people. And it's just the amalgamation of all of that together. We've definitely seen an uptick in just mental health diseases in general. I think the other thing is, in general, people are more willing to talk about it, especially if it's something that I bring up initially.
And you make a really good point that talking aspect. It's people, whether you're male, female, however you identify, being able to convey how you feel is a good start to getting treatment. And a lot of people, Dr. Patel, probably believe that they need to go to a separate therapist for treatment, but that's not the case. You can reach out to someone like yourself, a primary care physician, to start the process, at least to begin treatment.
Absolutely. And I will say most primary care physicians feel very comfortable, at least with the initial evaluation and management of things like depression, anxiety, PTSD, OCD, things like that. We have screening tools that help us, and there's actually been some changes in, national recommendations for screening for things like this that we have adopted here in our clinic. So every year when you come in for an annual checkup, we are actually screening people to see if they have any symptoms of underlying depression or anxiety. Oftentimes that will open up, the window of opportunity to talk about it and talk about different options for treatment. So even if you have never previously seen a psychiatrist or a therapist, your PCP can help you.
Yeah, and you make a really good point. A lot of people may not be aware of this, and hence the reason why, I think one of the reasons why you collaborated on the article. It's important to know that you don't have to wait. Sometimes it can be difficult, Dr. Patel, to get a therapist. First of all, finding a therapist can be challenging because it's personal preference. And then
Absolutely.
Being able to get an appointment with a therapist that you prefer can take time. So this is a great starting point. And again, as you said, primary care physicians like yourself, you're in the best, you have the tools to screen. You're asking these questions to begin the process. And that alone, the beginning of the process, may actually help to allay concerns for the patient.
Correct. And I think, we work definitely collaboratively with therapists. And I tell my patients all the time, you may not necessarily need me to prescribe medications, but we can help put in referrals for therapists. And I tell people, they're finding a good therapist is almost like speed dating. You might have to quickly go through several until you find the one that really connects with you. But oftentimes when you find that therapist that works, it can be, life-changing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dr. Patel, I need to take a very quick break. When we come back, we're going to pick up the conversation more on mental health and your primary care physician. You're going to want to stay tuned right here on BRN AM. Imagine a new television network that will make you richer, healthier, and in control of your financial future.
This network is for the policewoman in Nashville, Tennessee, the baker in Dubuque, Iowa, the teacher in Lexington, Kentucky. We want to make the idea of savings and retirement culturally relevant. But what do you see as a defining issue of the midterms?
Especially for the smaller businesses, I mean, they are the lifeblood of the American economy.
Featuring exclusive interviews, current affairs, and docuseries.
33 years old, you retired early.
The philosophy is money only matters if it helps you live a life that you love.
But you gotta start thinking about retirement as soon as you get in.
The Broadcast Retirement Network will drive very high engagement with premium partnerships. So this isn't retirement and savings for your parents or grandparents. This is for all Americans. And we're gonna change the way you think about money. Welcome to the next frontier of retirement and savings. This is BRN, the Broadcast Retirement Network.
Welcome back. We're joined this morning by Dr. Pulak Patel of Novant Health. Dr. Patel, thanks so much for staying with us. Really appreciate you hanging around for segment number two this morning.
Sure. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, it's really, really great, important topic here. We're talking about mental health this morning. Let's talk about how you set up an appointment, because you don't, in today's environment world, you don't necessarily have to start the mental health assessment and the process by being in person. Telemedicine, telehealth, Dr. Patel, has taken on even greater importance and is another way that people can have access to mental health services.
Yeah, so one of the great things that has come out of the COVID era is we have really embraced telemedicine and video visits as a part of our routine appointments. And so our patients have the option of scheduling either an in-person or a video visit to assess things like depression and anxiety. So whether it's a patient who is concerned about new symptoms of depression, or we have started medications to help with anxiety and they want to follow up, having the option of doing video visits so that you don't have to disrupt your day and physically go to an office has been really helpful in allowing us to, you know, help manage underlying mental health diseases. And it's one of those things where, you know, if you needed to check in every few weeks, getting on a video visit really quickly is much easier and more convenient for so many patients who are in the middle of their workday or have a newborn baby at home. And so that's been really helpful in opening up access.
Yeah, there has been in the past, you know, the stigma of mental health. I think a lot of that has started to dissipate as we had these conversations. But people, if they don't want to come in, they don't want to do a telehealth visit, they can send an email to kind of as a bridge to start the process as well. So, you know, there's robust services now, and it's virtually, I mean, I know you work for Novant Health, but virtually any carrier, any provider now has the tools to exchange emails. That's all very HIPAA compliant.
Correct. And, you know, even starting by just sending your primary care a message in your electronic medical record. So we use MyChart for Novant, but I get several messages saying, hey, I'm having these kind of symptoms. What do you think we should do? Should I start with a therapist? Should I start with seeing you? And we can kind of help guide patients on where to even start.
Yeah. Starting oftentimes with any malady or anything, exercise program, it's kicking the door down and getting started. That is probably one of the hardest things. Dr. Patel, I want to also ask about, you know, I know you're not an insurance company, but oftentimes practitioners like yourself do take insurance. Is a lot of the things that we're talking about, mental health, is that covered by general insurance, whether you're on, you know, a general policy through your employer, you buy it individually off the exchange, maybe you're on Medicare, Medicaid. I mean, generally, these types of visits can be covered. You certainly need to do your own research.
Right. And I will say, you know, seeing a primary care as opposed to a psychiatrist or any other type of specialist, that's also one way that it's been really helpful for patients financially. You know, every insurance plan varies and you may have a certain number of visits that you are allowed to have with your primary care doctor, or maybe have a certain copay that you have to give for things that are not your regular annual checkup. But in general, it tends to be more affordable to check in with your PCP as opposed to any other type of specialist.
Yeah, you bring up that's a really great point, and get the same quality of care. And if you need to get to a specialist, you can do that. Last question, Dr. Patel. Some individuals may need a prescription. They may need something to maybe, what I would say, take the edge off or deal with the anxiety. They can, again, go to the primary care physician like yourself, get their symptoms assessed, discuss how to treat their problem. But part of that may be writing a script to their local pharmacy for some type of medical medium to help them.
Yes, and we can certainly help with the prescribing of medicines. Again, most primary care doctors are very comfortable with the medication management for depression, anxiety, PTSD, OCD, all those types of things. And these medicines have been around for some time, so a lot of them are pretty affordable. So, you know, I know financial concerns can be a limiting factor, but if anyone is questioning, should I talk about this? Should I even mention it to my PCP? Is it something that's available or going to be financially feasible for me? Absolutely, yes. Go see your PCP. They can help you. They can prescribe medicines that are overall affordable. And again, treating these diseases, which is what they are, just like any other disease, can really help with your quality of life.
Yeah. All you got to do is either pick up the phone, send an email, pick up, you know, you can pick up the device. You don't even have to call anybody. Dr. Patel, we're going to have to leave it there. Great to see you. Thanks for joining us. And we look forward to having you back on the program again very soon.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate the time.
And that wraps up this episode of BRN AM. Have a topic of interest, someone you think we should talk to, then drop us a line. And don't forget, for all the latest curated news and lifestyle, wellness, finance, tech, so much more all in one place, check out today's edition of our daily newsletter, The Morning Pulse. Want to search our archives, check out our latest content? Well, then visit our website. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of BRN AM. We'll have a very special guest. Until then, I'm Jeff Snyder. Stay safe, keep on saving, and don't forget, roll with the changes. Now is your opportunity to co-create content around any topic on the First Lifestyle and Wellness Network. Reach a global audience through our platform and co-own exclusive branded content. All of our programs are available on demand and also as audio-only podcasts, so you can take us on the go. Broadcast Retirement Network, available anytime, anywhere, and on any device.